I feel like I'm going in slow motion today. What's going on? Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Kamish Reviews. I don't even have my notes in front of me. we are back to talk about Never Ever Mess. What's going on, Petty Mike? Every reviews in the building. My niece is here, Lee with the T, and we got Adina, aka Christina, the receipt queen.
What is that noise?
I don't know.
What noise?
I don't hear anything. Anyway, Dina, you want to give us a recap on real quick?
Okay, this was basically the Brandon and Sienna show.
Wow.
So at first I thought they was going to deal with them a little bit and then go into this Jody and Chris thing. But anyways, it was basically them. And then the only other two things that happened that involved somebody else was Diamond asking what's his name, Shay and Josh, about them getting married, and then out of nowhere they ask about what happened with the baby, and they kind of explained that. But the majority of the episode was Brandon and Sienna and their communication differences, and I'm still trying to figure out why she mad about him talking to Millie when she was talking to Greg. And then we get to the point where it's like, well, you can't repeat what you said, and it's just toxic. And I said, if they last two more, like last week, I said, if they last two more episodes, I'll be shocked. So I believe this next episode, they just need to go home. But basically, that's all about the inner workings of their relationship, with a side hint of Chris and Jody, or whatever they call the girl, might have something going on, because she be drooling over him every time he say something, and she ain't giving no affection to Aaron. So that was pretty much basically the episode.
Okay, so yeah, that's you covered it really, really good. Josh and Shay, in the beginning, they showed him, of course, in the boom boom room, which apparently they are always in the boom boom room. going to, like you said, we start immediately into Brandon and Sienna, them still dealing with the argument. Now, Diamond and Aaron did a mediation. Now, you know, I don't know. Brandon was the one who started, you know, asking maybe Diamond and Aaron to assist them. I'm not sure, because it seemed like Diamond and Aaron, because, you know, they're older, they're kind of being like, you know, the mediators, mom, pop in the house, whatever, whatever. What did you all think about that? Dina, I want to start with you, mama. What did you think? Dina, can you hear me?
That's what she thought. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. I was on mute. I was trying to get my AirPods connected. No, I think needed to happen. So, like, you know, people from the outside saying, hey, you know, you guys are kind of like the least connected, especially when they played the game. They got the least connected, most toxic, always arguing. Like, clearly, y'all are not communicating effectively. And it looked like it worked for about 5 hot minutes, and then it went all back to hell again.
Yes. First of all, come at Cheese TV. I'm so sorry, mama. I sent everybody a link. Oh, I've been kind of struggling this morning. Welcome, pretty baby. I'm pretty sure you got it from one of the queens here. And Dina, yes, girl. It was the mediation. I just kind of want to, I don't know where that came from. That's part of the show. They're just doing it because they're friends, because they seem struggling. I don't know. Abby, what you thought? I like your glasses, by the way.
Thank you. Hold on. I feel like I got to be a mama rating.
Okay, y'all, make sure y'all add y'all channels as well. Please make sure y'all add y'all channels to the live. The option is there. When you add on, you should be able to add your channels also. So, Keep My Cheeks TV, while we wait for Ms. Abby to come back, what did you think about that part? We just got started. We're talking about the mediation that Aaron and Diamond were doing with Brandon and Sienna.
I don't recall. I did fall asleep in the middle of the episode.
Oh no.
Woke up by the end. I really don't care about the mediation, because what can you say to grown people that's cutting up like this? Like, it's very clear y'all don't belong together. Why do we have to mediate? I guess we got a TV show to make, but that's what I got from it. They have a TV show to make.
Wow. Okay. Boom. Abby.
Okay, we still with the girl with the dress. Okay. I have several questions. First, why is she wearing a wrap around her forehead like that? What is happening? Like, I couldn't even concentrate on what the fuck was happening. Because her thing was over her forehead. Like, I was like, what is going on? Ain't nobody gonna say nothing to her about the way she got them dreads wrapped around her forehead like this. It looks crazy. Second of all, it looks crazy because she is crazy. That's what's wrong with her. There's something wrong with that young lady. First of all, how are you going to get mad about a conversation that took place in your presence? At first, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, don't let no nigga be talking to you about another broad behind your back, because that's diabolical. Why would you allow that? But then they went to the videotape of his actual conversation with the girl, and she's 2 feet away from where they talking at. Bitch, you couldn't hear what the fuck they were saying from 2 feet to know what the hell. So what? So you picking a fight just to pick a fight because you don't like this nigga. You can just take your wraparound dreads and go home with your little friend.
Not the wraparound.
Mm-hmm. Not them with faux locks. Whatever, faux locks.
Oh, no Lord locks, Jesus.
Faux locks, no locks.
Oh, no.
Why are they wrapped around the forehead like that, sweetheart? And then you ask for advice. You ask the toe whisperer
whisperer.
For some fun. First of all, the way that nigga deep throated that girl's toes, I was disgusted. Please.
Wait.
I gotta keep my dinner down. Sir.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Hold on. What?
I can't. My God. Jesus. I hope you allowed her to dip her feet in some water or hand sanitizer before you put your mouth in.
Oh my God.
Because
you know it's a thing. Water and hand sanitizer.
I was just hoping that when he was massaging her feet, when he was talking to her, it was really he rubbing lotion after he done washed.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
Why is her big toe tickling the little dangly thing at the back of your throat, sir?
Why is it giving?
What show am I on? Hold on, let me go back to bed and start over.
Oh my God. Welcome, everybody, to the Mission Reviews. This is the We Review panel, and that is Abby Reviews, Queen of the Petty Mike.
Mind you, she ain't said nothing about the show.
Let's rewind back to wrap around dreads. Daughter, why is you so... I understand that you're from New York. I get it. I was born in Hartford, so I still... And I have a rage issue, so I understand being aggressive and stuff when the occasion calls for it. But how you gonna ask that nigga a question and then don't shut up long enough for the nigga to answer? That's my question. Because you didn't want to answer. You just wanted to be angry and talk to him crazy out the side of
Jesus
your neck.
Christ.
That is the whole point of what you did. Because you can't tell me that you in the same room with this nigga. He is literally 3 feet away from you. Have a conversation, and it wasn't even a bad conversation in regards to you. And now you asking him what you said, even though you were in the room when he said what he said.
Lord have mercy, Jesus.
And then you don't even want to stop long enough to hear. That nigga couldn't even get his lips formed to make up a lie about what he said because you wouldn't shut up and let him answer the question.
Well, since we are here.
My God, on today.
Look, since we are here with Sienna, we might as well go ahead and stay here since, you know, Ebony just, you know, demolished this situation. So, Lee, what's your opinion about Sienna?
You want me to follow that?
Okay. Look, girl, do you want me to follow that?
Okay.
Go ahead, niece.
I'm pretty sure you can. Exactly. Go ahead. I'm trying. Girl.
Sienna and Brandon need to go home. They just need to go home. Listen, you got less likely with the superlatives. You got less likely to succeed. Most toxic. Most y'all need therapy. Y'all what y'all need to do is break up. Mm-hmm. Y'all just y'all You know, and then well, since we're here, what's the couple name with the who the baby, the one who had the baby on her?
Josh and Shay.
Okay. And she was like, well, I got over, I wouldn't have. I wouldn't have.
But how did I know it might have been edited
for 12 years and never seen each other. So what difference do we make?
Y'all ain't even hummed. So what are we talking about?
Was the expectation for him to have been celibate these last 12 years?
Like,
okay, well,
Danny, here's the thing.
What was the point of the friends being here? Because they don't, y'all.
Hold on, let's don't go to the friends, but let's stay here first. But we're going to get to them next. Go ahead, Dina.
No, what I was going to say, the way the conversation went left so fast, like they was talking about when y'all going to get married and this, and she goes, well, 2 seconds later, she told me you had a baby on her. Like, this is giving me stage Zeus conversations by the pool. No.
Not stage Zeus. Zeus? Okay, meet the
right.
We can't speak on him. He in the corner crying somewhere right now.
I'm screaming. Oh, God. I'm avoiding the Drake situation at all costs. I'm not
listening.
I'm not listening to nothing. I refuse. Is everything I know about this beef has been without my consent and against my will. I'm not doing it. I don't care.
Listen, Kendrick.
I cannot get and will not get invested in a bunch of millionaire niggas measuring whose dick is the biggest.
And that's why I'm not even talking about it.
Okay, let's move on back to the show. Let's go back to the show. Let's go back to the show.
I ain't gonna even do it because it's gonna be a whole long conversation because I got things to say too. But
the winner is Cardi B. Next.
The winner is Cardi B.
So, Kim Bunchy, CB, what you got, Mama? What you got? I don't forget.
Needed to be asked because we wanted to know, like, because she threw it out there in the confessional. We ain't asked her to name that man's children's ages. She could have just said he had two kids and we would have moved on. But
we wouldn't have.
I would have moved on because I wouldn't care. But when you throw in the 3-year-old and y'all been together 12 years, now we have
the math ain't mathing.
So somebody needed to ask, and I still have more questions. What he was doing with a female roommate, you was okay with that? He had no guy friends that could go half on the rent. How did he slide
come
in his
on now, Kish.
Bed? How did she take it? I think they still living together, because what you
come
mean?
Come on.
What you mean? I just had a baby by my roommate.
Come on.
All of this sound like lies to me. I have even more questions now.
Yep. So,
put it out there. If you're going to put it out there, put it all out there. Not, oh, well, I'm over it. How did you get over it?
Because y'all still live together.
I know her because she was fucking somebody else too.
Oh, no.
Like, y'all don't know what this is.
I just did. What did I?
Jesus, y'all think she been celibate for the last 12 years?
Hell no. Last week.
Look, just the what's that noise clicking? The thing of it is, that's a long time. A lot of things can happen. All y'all have said as far as babies, people getting married, divorces, all kinds of things can happen. To me, the whole online thing is not the same as long distance, where at some point in time you see each other. Y'all haven't seen each other in 12 years. It's crazy. So it does, the acceleration of talking about you're about to get married or talking about getting married, I don't know, man. That even though we've talked for 12 years online, this is the first time we've met. And you didn't had a whole baby. We're not talking about no getting married.
Moving. Who leaving what city first? How are
he already said he wasn't leaving his kids.
He did say that.
But what he meant to say was, I ain't leaving my roommate.
Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus.
Because if they was roommates and had a kid, but you didn't broke up the roommate situation because she got pregnant, like.
And if this roommate situation, are they sleeping in the same bed? Because that ain't really a roommate situation. I digress.
Crazy. No, they don't. And the thing about
the word for her.
Well,
that's
saying
the word y'all meant to say instead of roommate is girlfriend.
Well, there no, Abby, but Abby, but Abby, do you see how quickly and how it slid over that so fast? You talk about a whole child being born. That was like a 5-minute conversation, Dina.
No, it wasn't even 5 minutes because his exact words was, I told her exactly when the BS happened. I didn't hide it from her. And then he was like, you know, we was talking and then the BS happened. So the BS is a kid, though. That's how you feel about it. Then the BS happened. So
what, I think the BS was him sleeping with her. I think
she right. I got that, but I mean, I got that. But
no, no, no. I mean, glossed over it. When he said that he had told her, I think he told her he was sleeping with the roommate. I think she knew.
She had that known.
How she go? If you in California, and where did this girl from? Florida.
Yeah, I believe she's from Florida. Yeah.
Care how good your coochie is, and
uh-oh,
don't reach that
not
far.
Sunshine. Not sunshine.
Oh my God. Not only does it not reach that far, you never
no matter
ever
how,
had no relationship with the man to begin
coochie,
with.
No matter how good her coochie is, it don't reach to California.
Y'all talking at the same time, lady. Y'all talking at the same time.
And tell me that you've been in communications for 12 years with this person, mm-hmm. and the physical aspect of this whole situation hasn't come into play on several occasions mm-hmm. in the last 12 years on both sides, on both his side and her side.
Speak on it.
Well, now what would you say, Dina? Oh, I'm sorry. What
you knew he was fucking the roommate. And when the roommate got pregnant,
because he said he told her immediately, probably the same day he found out, like when the stick turned pink or blue or whatever it was, mm-hmm. he probably made that phone call. Wait, Dina, what would you say, Mama?
And she wasn't upset because she knew it was a possibility because she knew he was having sex with her. So I mean,
oh goodness,
again.
My line in the sand for a relationship
is not your line in the sand.
Abby, what but even
you probably can't take, and what you can take, I probably won't take. So who is me?
Well, I'm just saying, just because.
Who is me to come out of left field and be like, oh, well, you did such and such and such, and now y'all doing this and that and this and that, and I wouldn't do that. Okay, that's fine. Then you wouldn't do that, but that ain't got nothing to do with them two over there. And bless what whatever talking they've been doing, mm-hmm. what agreements they
you look cute, get my cheese. I'm gonna say that. I love her style. So
let them do whatever they're gonna do.
Hold on, I gotta ask you something, Abby. But first, I want to hear Dina gonna say. But Abby, I gotta go back and ask somebody about what you just said. Go ahead, Dina.
No, I was just saying when she said it don't reach to California, and he never had it before, so he didn't. You know what I'm saying? He ain't have no. Nothing to compare it against, nothing to be like technically faithful to or whatever. And there ain't no way in hell that any man or woman thinks that their supposed, alleged, whatever online significant other is sitting around not doing nothing for 12 years. And on top of that, you got a female roommate. Wow. Only time I'ma believe that a man have a female roommate is if it's his sister, and then I need to see the birth certificate to make sure that they got the same mama and the same daddy, or at least the same mama.
Okay. Mm-mm. So before we move on, I want to get into the game. One of the thing, how you doing, Goody? Welcome.
Hey, now.
I wanted to one of the things that she did say that he had a nervous laughter, and he does laugh a lot in serious moments. So I think that's also it's my Brandon and Sienna. It's small, but. And she says she's cool with it, but she brought up as a problem at the same time. So I don't know what that is. Josh and Shay, we already said on the Boom Boom Room. Millie, I want to get into what Millie said before we get to the game. But Goody, just I kind of don't want to go back to the way to the past, but we've kind of been talking about Sienna and Brandon. And just as a whole, I want to know what your opinion is of the two of them.
Well, it's interesting because I too am from the Bronx, and I get her to a certain extent. I think I was like her at a point, really maybe abrasive, because that's what it is. We don't want to say aggressive of a Black woman, but abrasive in what you believe to be dominant or what you believe to be setting a boundary, but it is volatile. She's not a safe space for that man.
Hmm.
And they're not, they don't have, he needs to walk away from that immediately.
Wow. Okay. So one thing I wanted to point out, Millie, says, and this is a woman saying this, she said that their relationship looks stressful and that Sienna is a challenge. Now, some people online feel like Millie might have been overstepping. This is also the same woman that he was talking to that she got so upset about. How about Cheeks TV? Do you feel like she had a right to say something? Because already this is already going to be a problem later on in the episode because of the fact that he spoke to her, you know, about Sienna.
Yeah, I mean, she grown. She can say whatever she want to say. Because we saying it at home. Old girl is toxic. She needs to heal herself from whoever hurt her in the past. And is the door locked on the house? Can they not get out? I don't understand why they haven't called home yet. I'm kind of tired of talking about them two going through the same issues. It's like, okay, we saw it last week. We didn't need to see a repeat of it this week. I don't know. They had to have something else to talk about to somebody else in the house act up, I guess.
Lord have mercy, Jesus. Okay, so I want to go ahead and get into the game they played, which I don't know if they were just going to be trying to do that, maybe just kind of spark a conversation or spark some drama. I don't know. But one of the first questions, wait, am I sharing my screen?
Yes. Yeah,
okay. So one of the first questions was, wait a minute. Shit, I'm on the damn tabs open. Which couple is the most dramatic one? To me, the one that was the most dramatic already left already, but Sienna and Brandon actually owned it and said that they did, which I think about the game as a whole. Lee, what you think about the game? You thought it was just production? You thought it was fun? You thought it was going to start drama?
It was ghetto. It was ghetto.
Because only one couple had all the answers. Like, answers with only but one couple, so.
Oh, Lord have mercy, okay. Dina, did you agree with your daughter with that one?
Well, the consensus is they could have left that shit out.
Oh, Lord have mercy. All right, look, let's go ahead and move on from the game. Y'all got me so tickled.
They should have played Never Have I Ever.
I thought the same thing, dude. I said that would have been so good without it going on. So I want to get to the yelling situation with Missy. I know y'all said that we keep talking about it, but hey, like you said, it was the Sienna and Brandon show, apparently. So I did want to get into how that whole thing was crazy with them. Oh, before that, I'm sorry. Before that, I want to talk about how everybody saying Jody likes Chris. What y'all think about that? Because everybody kept saying that Jody likes Chris. Do y'all agree with that? Every time Chris says something, Jody's like saying, "Ooh, I like that." Did y'all get that same? Hey, Erica.
Which one is Chris?
Chris is
the Haitians.
Yes. His girlfriend got the braids. When he told her to get out the kitchen.
What?
I'm just saying, he did say he had the kitchen, and so he got all the bitches stuff. I got
right. Like him, like you just want to set up yourself up to be hurt. I don't get it.
Well,
why is she still? Why is Sandy, whatever the fuck her name is? Why is she still
there? It's a lock on the door; they cannot leave.
Like, why is she still there? Why didn't Brenda? When that girl called you out your name, sir.
Bags would have been packed.
You should have packed up your shit.
Wow.
Get your shit.
I got your bitch. And walk.
Get your shit.
come on. Oh, wait, Texas.
Santa, whatever the girl's name is.
Lord
when
Jesus.
That nigga with that his enormous tin head said,
mm-mm.
Get out of the kitchen. Hell. Because I get the bitches. This is when he told you, you should have said, "Bet I'll do you one better."
Oh, Jesus.
Went to that fucking dorm room, packed your shit up, and called yourself.
Get your ragged duffel bag and left.
As Big said, two words. I'm gone.
Wow.
I would have been out. I've been out.
You don't never tell no man that he don't want you twice.
Well, I'm gonna say this though. The whole thing was when Sienna started screaming at him because she was like, "What did you say? What did y'all say?" When she kept saying, "What did you say? what'd you say? She just kept repeating. I was just like, girl, you know, because he was so calm the whole time, but you just screaming at the man. She
didn't even give him a chance.
That's the part that I was like, let him talk. Right, right, Goody. He didn't have
an opportunity. I just wanted him to say one time, bitch, you was right there when I said it.
So okay.
You're right there.
Erica, what's up, mama? I know you kind of late. We just gonna jump right in. What were your thoughts about that whole scene? She's yelling at him. He can't barely even say anything for that. He was trying to talk. Erica, you there, baby?
Okay. Sorry. You know, it always takes me a minute to type the description. Okay. So two things first on Jody and Chris. Yes, Sandia should have been left. But I will say, I feel for Jody. I guess life as a beard must be challenging. Mm-mm. Okay.
So then, listen.
Say it again, Erica.
She was a mustache. She was ear in the ears. Everything.
Life.
I've lost my breath.
As a beard. Life as a whole beard.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Jesus,
when you're living your life as a beard to you.
Oh,
to your errand and his earring. When you're living as a beard, you are going to be looking at other people.
Father God, we come.
You will be looking at God. Other people. So she wrong. She save it till after Please. The show.
Please,
but
God.
You know, okay, that's
you know we down
so,
here.
Okay, Sienna and Brandon. On Sienna and Brandon. Okay. First of all, sweetie. Don't nobody have to tell him to say nothing about you because we all can hear you. So everybody can see you crazy.
Oh,
he don't have to say nothing. That's one thing. But I will say this. I do think, but seriously, jokes aside, one, I think she's coming from, you know, hurt people. So she's coming from a hurt place. And two, she reminds me very much of, I don't know, some of that crazy Ready to Love people where like they're trying to test somebody. Because mm-hmm. after you done called him a B and you think you're going to yell and scream at him in the house full of people that you don't know, then like, but you still want him to break down your walls. Like, to me, I feel like mad at anybody who's Brandon's friend does have to look at him like, I know you think she the prize, but you got to value yourself. Like, why would you want this for yourself? So I think, she's worried about what he said because she has to know she has acted a fool. So she is worried that he would say something because she knows she's treated him unkindly. And maybe there's some editing. I feel like she's going to be the main one coming out talking about, I got a bad edit. It's production.
Uh-oh.
And so hopefully she'll get nicer. I don't know. Like, to me, she's just so mean. I'm like, again, the same thing I said last week. Can we vote her off? That's what I want to know. When
not
we take
Rob Island.
That's what I'm.
When
are we voting? When can a man get in the room and give a vote on this? Because she's so rude and mean no in front of everybody.
Ain't no prize. No nothing, right?
Ain't none of that. Erica, why?
I'm the echo.
Walk out. Go ahead.
Erica, I can understand and respect you saying, oh, she's hurt. That's why she's lashing out. Some people are just mean and jackasses. And that's just who they are as people. And I feel like y'all want to shoot her so much bail, but I really feel like she's just a jackass. I'm sorry. Some people are just rude.
Oh, wait a second.
Hold on, y'all. Somebody has the echo. I had muted myself, but if somebody has the echo. Do me a favor, Erica, and everybody mute yourself, and then I need people to just talk real quick so I can just see who is it. Who, please? I was like, can I still hear the echo? So
no, I don't hear it. Did
Erica, did you mute yourself?
I think she did.
Okay, then it probably is her audio, maybe. I wanted to say something about.
I did mute myself.
Okay, yeah. Well, do we still hear it?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I think it's gone. Okay, so I wanted to talk about Greg and Millie. They was in the hot tub, and I want to talk about that awkward kiss. So the first thing is that I feel like that Greg is kind of pushing. He wants her. I mean, not saying she don't want him, but she wants it to be organic. Now, the whole kiss, when he tried to kiss her, she turned her cheek. I saw she turned her face, and then he kissed her. And she felt like when she got around a girl, she was like, you know, it wasn't like I didn't get the goosebumps. And I kind of wanted to hear what people thought about that. Goody, what you thought about that scene?
I thought it was interesting. It's not that she said she didn't get goosebumps. It's that I don't know what they doing in L.A. She was like, she wanted him to say, hey, my love, come and you look so beautiful. That's not how an organic kiss happens. Like, they were having conversations. He was looking for the vibe. I personally think that the mutual friend is agents. I don't see them together at all. I think they just acted. Mm. But I was like, dang, they can't even act. This is why they on Never Ever Met instead of, you know, this is why they couldn't get already to love.
Wow. Wow. The shade is real, baby. What's
crazy is, isn't this show filmed in L.A.? So y'all...
Calabasas. It's in Calabasas. They filmed in Calabasas.
Calabasas, but y'all couldn't find a ride to each other in 3 years. Okay.
Mm. Preach. Preach.
Right up the 101.
So we all say, y'all think that y'all agree with Goody with that whole kissing scene, the awkward kissing scene was an acting scene.
They don't like each other.
I agree.
So, I don't want to kiss you. I don't like you.
And they can't act. That's why they probably waiters and waiters.
They were acting from the beginning.
Not as given to be.
Dina, you agree?
Okay.
Tubi has better acting than what they did. Okay.
Girl, I just downloaded that today. So yeah. Well, okay. So I get all that. The whole thing with Jody. She did get upset when the questions that were asked in the game, when, you know, like they didn't see a connection between two of them. And she was like, well, all y'all are all over each other. You know, we are not. In this same episode, she kind of snaps at Aaron because, you know, she said, do you want a drink? He said, I'll take a sip of yours. She's like, you even drink mine. And she called him a 6-year-old and she started going in. I was like, but when people say you know, guys are not connected, that you guys don't have like no chemistry. And she got upset about it. I don't know what y'all think about, because we talking about Sienna, but I want to know what y'all think about Jody and Aaron.
Time out. Not her being mad about them not having chemistry, but her and Chris sitting down there talking about sometimes the chemistry is just there, pointing their eyes to each other. You know what I'm saying? When I look at you and I talk to you, it's just like you know the words I'm about to say.
Mm.
Sometimes the chemistry, then her with the fake, because I love y'all. She do not love them. She loves her so Chris though, because they got Crystal. Chemistry.
What the hell? You didn't get
Chris. I said Chris though.
Oh, okay.
She love Chris, but she do not love Chris and Sandia. Told me I love y'all though, and they told me sometimes the chemistry is just right, and Sandia whole face is like yeah.
Right.
Chemistry, right? Sandia, she going to snap on them in a second.
Calling a man a 6-year-old is just like, man, that's crazy to me. Kim, my cheeks, we are, you know, you're, I see you calling no man that you're with a 6-year-old. And then he said he felt like it was an invitation. I got what he said too. I said real quick, Kim, my cheeks, when he said it was, I feel like it was an invitation, I feel like it was too. Kind of, I don't know. What'd you think about that little argument, her belittling that man?
I was asleep on that part. I don't
shit.
Speaking of sleep, you notice that when Chris and Jody were talking about their chemistry, I guess the little sip of drink he had was putting him to sleep because he was falling asleep with fairy dust at the bar table or whatever.
You say who was? I'm sorry, I must have missed that part too.
Aaron was taking, it was like he was falling asleep or going to La La Land or whatever the hell he was doing when Chris and Jody were talking about their chemistry. He was just sleepy, sleepy, sleepy.
I have no
idea. Didn't notice that?
No. Mm. I did not. Well,
yeah, she's a beard.
Look, y'all with the beard thing.
That's pretty.
I don't know. Y'all treat me with that shit. I don't know. I don't know about that.
Aaron clearly gives off very feminine energy. I'm not going to say what his choice.
Which Aaron? Remember this? Hold on. Which Aaron are you talking about? Which Aaron?
The Aaron that we're talking about. The Aaron whose girlfriend is a beard.
You know better. We're not talking about the toe sucker. We're not talking about him.
We're talking about Jody and Aaron. A very feminine energy, although he tried to flirt and say, okay, you know, I'll see you sipping your drink. Mm. And she was looking like, I don't know where your mouth been. And she said no.
Oh, wow.
So, now I don't know where your mouth's been.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Okay. Y'all took me out a little bit, like for real. All right, so I want to ask you guys' opinion. Who y'all do think that is the couple that's the least compatible? I guess I already know, but that's the question I had. I was gonna ask y'all, and who is the which one is the most toxic?
There's a tie. There's a tie for Chris and Sandia. Actually, a three-way tie. The Jody and Aaron, and Sienna and Brandon.
Ooh. With Millie and that boy coming in a close fourth, because I need to rewind back to that awkward kid. She don't like him. And I don't understand why she just doesn't say, no, I don't like you like that. Please don't. Instead of this, it has to be organic. How much more organic do you need it to be, bitch? You in
a Jesus, help us, God. Lord, help us.
You in a fucking hot tub with this nigga that you've been talking to for years, and y'all been having all this conversation, so you mean to tell me that you ain't never had no sexual chemistry with this man, even across FaceTimes, text messages, nothing? Ain't never had no type of attraction or sexual chemistry to the point to where you, for this long a period of time, to where when you get in each other's presence, you don't want to be physically close to this nigga?
Okay.
At all? Is it because y'all are in front of camera? Just say that. But this, it's not organic. It's
just tell your agent you're not doing any sexual. Tell your agent I don't do sexual things. I don't do intimacy.
No nudity.
Are you listening? I need you.
Tell your agent. That's why you have representation, girl. Because
you got two people over here asking the same thing.
Erica is trying to kill us over here.
Let me tell you something. Erica is coming to. When I tell you, Erica, violence was chosen today at We Review panel. Please hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. I almost forgot. The views and opinions expressed on this panel are those of this panel and are for entertainment purposes only. Do not, and I repeat, do not try this at home. And don't whine in the comments when you don't like it. We don't care.
Do not care.
Even though y'all still do whine in the comments, but I make sure I put that out there so everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, you're about 38 minutes too late.
Ma'am, I don't do that. Thank you, love you. I am late, but you know, it is what it is. As long as they got it. And they know we don't care. They know we don't care.
Agent, we don't do no sexing. That's ghetto.
So okay, Lee, in your opinion about them two, the one we were talking about, Jody and
the hot tub couple.
No, well, that's Greg and Millie, but you can talk about them. Go ahead. How'd you feel about them?
I definitely agree with Auntie Abby. I don't think that she like him. There's been niggas that I ain't seen in weeks, and I was waiting for you at the dough. So you've been dating this man? I was waiting for you at the dough. So you mean to tell me that you've been dating this man for I don't know how long you've been dating this man. Y'all been FaceTiming and probably, you know, sexting or something. And then you be like, oh, I want it to be organic. Why you wouldn't wait for him at the door?
Interesting.
I would have been like, I got dibs on the boom boom room first.
Not dibs.
Shotgun. What? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, not it. Like what?
No, 1, 2, 3, not it. Tiger it.
Yeah, I got it first.
Who touched the door knob first? Get the first 30 minutes. Look, hour.
I got it first. Okay.
Didn't know how long was going on.
Call housekeeping or something. Like, what? She don't like him. She don't like
him. Jesus help. I will say to me, it's a little bit, I understand the organic part to a point, but to me, they've been there. You are in a hot tub, damn near on top of each other. Maybe the kiss, you didn't want it or anything like that, but then how's no chemistry when y'all sitting there both in a hot tub and it's wet and y'all seem so connected, but yet you still want more? What is it that you are looking for? I just don't. It's not computer for me as well. It's not. Erica, what you saying, mama? Come on, guns and blazing, because you've been all
okay,
day.
I will say this. Bad acting aside. Okay, so I will say this. Okay, for me, one, maybe I'm hot because I watched the episode like an hour ago. So I'm like, what?
Okay.
So with them outside of the acting, I think what she did say is valid. I was talking to a friend about this recently, is that she wants him to have like a deep, intimate, she wants to have a closeness and conversation that maybe they had online. I'm not sure if they ever really had it, but you don't want to just be talking about like Taco Tuesday and then the person trying to put a, now give me a kiss, now put your tongue down my mouth. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? She wants some of that romance from him, even though he's like, oh, I feel powerful, but he's not. She wants, you know, the before play. I'll put it like that to keep it PG. So she wants something
PG
she
now.
Wants to be,
that doesn't make sense.
Sparked. She wants Come to on, be sparked intellectually, which I get because there are some people who are fine, but the conversation is boring. Some people I'm like, just text me, boo. Don't say nothing because their conversation is boring. So that I can see where she.
I want to hear Kimachi's opinion because she says it makes settle sense.
Go ahead,
mama.
Y'all done had 3 years of intellectual conversation. They should have been kissing at the front door when they first saw each other. Like,
I was waiting for you at the door.
If that's your man, I don't, what more does he have to say that he hasn't said in 3 years? And if he hasn't said it and said 3 years, then why are you even here? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Erica, stick with your original thought. These people are actors. Her check wasn't big enough. That's why she ain't kiss him.
She got a clause against nudity and sexual situations.
Right. This doesn't make any sense. Either
well,
you have chemistry and just say I don't really like you. Maybe his breath stank, but none of that.
Oh no, not his breath stank. Jesus.
I would take that. I would take that over.
Wow, Abby.
Maybe that's what you meant by not organic, because his breath smells. Okay.
Not Abby said she'll take that.
Take his breath stank over.
What the hell is going on?
What are you talking about?
Oh Lord.
First it's baby girl with the dreads across her forehead.
Not the wraparound.
Keeps yelling at
me. I can't stand y'all.
They gonna eat us up in the comments.
Just the wraparound. What is going on? Oh, Lord have mercy, Jesus help me.
Okay, one question I do have about Sienna. Did you all notice this? Why she can't find a friend that she no longer since COVID? She's only known this girl 5 years. This is her ride or die. I'm like, you just met her during COVID, girl. Like, y'all just became friends.
She only her friend because she couldn't get away.
Know, so,
you know what?
Listen,
right, exactly.
Eric can give me to it. Eric can be throwing bombs the whole time.
Quarantine in the same apartment building. That don't mean she your ride or die.
Wait a minute. Abby, I need you to look into the camera.
Not the same apartment building.
I can't. Abby, I need you to look into the camera. Diamond wore that same the wig grip.
Tell me.
Yes. That's good. Because bitch, why do I see your wig cap and your butt is on top?
What you are on your diamond loan. What happened?
I wanted to know. I wanted to address that.
Scene. Well, I didn't see. I can't move on because it's she tat down. But this broad had her whole wig cap, and it was sitting on her forehead like this. Like, and then her bun was like this on the. Like, what are you doing?
You couldn't get no 99-cent headband from anywhere else. I didn't.
No, all she had to do was pull her wig down over top of the wig cap. That's the whole purpose of that fucking wig cap.
I'm waiting for it as a headband.
That's when you know.
Why are y'all doing my girl like this now? What's
that's
now,
when look, you know production don't like you. Because why would not production be with a big cameraman? There's anybody
who can diamond at diamond.
No man don't like you.
Oh my god!
Because he's right next to you with that weird thing on your forehead.
How do you know about the weird now?
He know it don't look like that.
Ain't he from the church? He know about the wig.
You know what? Goody. I need oh my god. Ding, ding, ding. Y'all. Oh my god.
Where is she at? Because I know they be lurking on the Instagrams. Go get her. DM her, tell her come down here because we got questions.
But this wasn't the first time she had her wig
showing last week. Because in the first episode, she appeared that way. First of all, for this to be a black-owned production and on a black-owned channel, why would you allow this black woman to be on national TV exposed in that manner and nobody said anything to fix it?
I'm DMing right now, I am.
Even
not she being messy.
Slip back,
no, I'm not being messy because like I want her to be here to...
I felt like
I'm being. I'd rather her be here to talk. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all, you know, saying I'm just being. It's not me being no kind of way messy. I'm being like transparent. I actually DM her and told her to come to the chat because I'd rather her be here to speak. I don't know anything about wigs that I can't even speak on it. I'm bald, so I don't know anything about that. But you know what I'm saying?
Bald. Shut up, Kamisha.
I don't know too much about it either. But there
I don't
are
know anything
several.
About-
Even Abby, there's so many YouTubers on these YouTube streets that do wigs and how to put the glue down. I mean, she could watch it on the YouTube. I'm just going to say that.
Right,
I was trying to buy some wigs. I watched plenty of videos.
I don't know where nobody get my hair done. How? But still, as many... who's doing... This is Lightheart Productions as well.
So is it production you're saying?
Whoever the production to do Ready to Love, is they the same people that are doing this?
Honey, I don't know.
Do we know?
Well, no, well, it's now WB.
It got to be the same
WB,
people that they tell you that WB your foundation
is actually is a different company. It's not the same people involved.
Not your makeup.
So,
oh my God.
You mean to tell me there's not one black woman, not even any of the other contestants, who saw this lady with her wig cap exposed and ain't nobody say nothing to her?
Mm-hmm. Abby, I think she wanted it like that.
This is what I think. That's not the wig cap, Abby. That's the wig grip. You know, the thing to stop your wig from.
Exactly.
She was using that to keep her edges down.
Slipping back. So why is that?
She was using it to keep her edges down. I just don't understand why she didn't shift it so we didn't see the middle, which is supposed to be the transparent part for the wig.
I do know that even recently, I know you have heard that like, people on these, and this is a, well, I'm not sure because WB is involved, if it's black people involved or anything like that, but on some of these sets, there are not people who are equipped to do our hair. I'm not giving excuses. I'm
yeah,
just
but
saying.
We've been doing our hair for ages.
No,
but,
ma'am, don't
okay,
try to.
I understand.
Goody. Goody. Me, you about to fight. Go ahead, Abby.
Ever, comma. That lady owns a mirror. The people is looking at her.
I'm just saying some facts.
You can see that should not, you know that shouldn't be exposed.
Not good coming for me.
White, black, yellow, purple. You know that that doesn't look right. We haven't figured out why that girl wearing her dreads across her forehead like that.
She said we figured out why.
I don't
wearing it as a headband, but she, like Goody said, she could just flipped it around so we didn't see the clear part.
Oh, she Loretta's behind because
very much so. Very much so.
Not the two.
My thing is that she had to walk past several black women. Oh my God. Please take that off the screen.
Please.
I want to keep
yes, please, please, girl. I can't even do breakfast watching that. I can't.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So you mean to tell me that all the black women in
she
that
is really busy.
Also wear weave saw this lady coming down the stairs to set up the scene to have a conversation with them. Even the girl sitting across from, what's her name? Shay? Shay saw it.
Any girl.
You didn't say nothing. Like, wow. Donnie, you don't wanna pull that down.
Whirl a girl. Whirl a girl. All the gal.
Cause I'm a girl's girl. Like, you can't walk out the bathroom and you can't come out the bathroom stall and maybe your dress is tucked into your underwear or your stockings and I'm gonna let you walk outside like that. I'm not the right type of, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna let you walk outside with tissue on your shoes. If I see something wrong, I'm going to cover you until you can fix it. I'm that type of broad. This past Sunday, the girl was on one of my, I'm on the praise team. I'm on a sabbatical right now, but I was in church and the girl on the stage, when she was singing, her shirt was rising. So I politely tiptoed to the edge of the stage to get the thing of, because they're on camera, to tell one of them, go stand in front of
but Abby. But Abby, you know, but Abby, everybody ain't gonna think like you do, Abby. But you know, everybody's not gonna like you. You say this all the time, Abby. You say this all the time.
Nobody in that house thinks.
But
like
Abby,
that.
You say this all the time. Up there, we talk about. You know, good when you'll say that everybody ain't gonna think like me or you or whatever. So why would you think that? Because you. I'm still same response. Just like you said. Why would they? Is everybody gonna think like that? Well, obviously not. Okay. Or maybe they don't know. Maybe they educated and we ain't life like y'all are. Because I know I ain't. I'm the ball girl.
One or two people, they maybe didn't see it, or they not the type of person to say anything. So you mean to tell me nobody in a house full of contestants and production, nobody said to this lady, hey, mama, you might want to fix your wig before we start rolling. Nobody said that to her.
They might have said it, and she could have told them to mind your business because it looks like that lady did it on purpose. So
now, hold on. Now, wait. Look. Now, Kimachi TV, now, look. Now, what in the hell would she do that on purpose? Lord have mercy.
Because like y'all said, she did it two episodes in a row. I think she uses that thing as a headband for whatever reason.
To keep her edges down.
I think she wanted it to be her like that.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, because she got she got her edges designed.
What?
Her edges are laid, so she's keeping her edges laid with a wig grip.
Saying goody, like she did her edges and then she put the wrap on to.
Yeah, but she don't need to be filming like that.
She needs a band. She needs a different type of band. Not that wig because it looks crazy. And then it looks like your wig has slipped back and nobody has said anything to you. And they just got you out here looking crazy.
When you got you out here looking crazy.
So I'm asking quick because I don't really know. So you're saying the headband is to keep the edges down. And you
but she's using the wrong band. And it looks bad.
Okay, Kamisha, this is what she needs. When I get my wig and it's still kind of tacky and I want to lay my edges and make sure that the glue takes and stuff, I take the wig band and I put it over my like this.
Okay.
Over top of my wig where it stops and where my forehead starts.
Okay.
She has a different type of band that looks like the
outside. Hey, Chloe. Like
a wig cap. And so what it appears to be on camera is that her wig is pushed all the way back here and her wig cap is exposed.
Oh my God.
And that's what it looks like. So
this is the thing for me.
Clearly is a wig band holding her edges down. It looks
clearly they don't care about people because Taronda had the same outfit on from the last episode.
And I saw that too.
Clearly they don't care.
Wasn't it the same day?
No, because remember they woke up in the morning when dude was getting chased by the bee and they was like, you had a good night. And then they went all day talking and this is then the third. They didn't have the dinner and Taronda came in during the dinner. It was the next day.
So can you see
the Karma Sutra outfit?
It's not the cap. The thing is not on her in that picture.
Okay. So she not wearing it the whole time. You're just saying. I'm just trying to clarify. So other times she's had it on is when y'all talking about it, right?
If you have a picture of when they sat down with Josh and baby girl Shay.
Hold on. Let me find it.
She had it on then.
All of that to me is off camera business. I'm not going to be on camera flat. putting my edges together. That's off camera business. You are elder in that household.
Okay, that's not really mean. So it's really bad to have it. I'm not telling you I'm lost.
Yes.
Wow.
That's like you doing the scene and your slip is showing.
There it is, your track is slipping, or your leave out ain't matching the rest of your hair.
Like you started the conversation and your wig was down here, and by the time you finish your conversation, your wig is back here and nobody says anything to you.
There it is. Wow. Okay. Guess I don't know anything.
She might even forgot
she had, because after a while, you don't know, you forget that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
She may have really forgotten that she had put that band on to lay her edges, and nobody said, "Hey, you don't want to take that off."
But it was okay. So in that moment, it was early in the morning when they was talking. So if you're just getting out of bed and you had that on,
she was fully dressed for the day. What do you mean?
No, I didn't say she would. Just because she was early morning,
they were down to the pool.
I don't mean it. No, I got the picture. Hold on, because let me say it real quick. Even though you say you're fully dressed, okay, and it's more, I'm saying, so if you have, I mean, like you have a bonnet or a scarf on, and you're talking about a pool and you just got up,
it's not a scarf.
Whatever, I'm just trying to follow. I don't know the fuck. Oh, Lord.
Listen, you know what Monique would say?
I'm sure
Monique would say, "I love us for real, but could we not wear our wig grip on camera, please?"
So this is like, is this equivalent to the bonnet? Is what I'm trying to ask as well.
This is like wearing a bonnet outside.
Okay, I got the picture. Hold tight. What? You say kinda? Is it like wearing a bonnet outside?
It's like wearing a bonnet outside.
It's not like a bonnet. Look how crazy that makes her look. She is on national TV. And I hate to say this.
She's such a pretty woman.
She's
gorgeous.
She's a BBW. We already got stressed.
Oh, she is beautiful.
You black and you big. So we got to be, unfortunately for us, we have to be put together at all times. She can't do this. Because that makes her look crazy. Even if she had put a little scarf on top of that.
If she turned it to the side, like, you know, just a fitted
part in the back. That's it.
So that gap in the middle, what you're saying? You put it to the back.
But in other news, I will say I started out having a problem with her approach to the women in the house, but she's an excellent elder. Like she's doing a good job of
my favorites. I don't call no elder, because hell, I'm 47.
I mean, I'm the elder. If I'd be in that house, I'd be like, check this out, y'all young people do not know how to handle this.
I don't give a damn what's happening. But I love Diamond and I love her in a relationship with Aaron.
They doing an amazing job of when they pull the young people to the side to be like, yo, what's going on here? Because y'all look crazy. I thought that was commendable.
Yes.
I wait for her to pull Screaming McScreamer face to the side. Oh, no.
What's
wrong with you? When they going to take her to the side?
They're the same age, so she...
Who? Wait, what?
Diamond
is not 47.
Wait a minute. Oh, my
but
God.
But she like 44.
Lee.
The Screamer.
Lee, I can't hear you way too far away with the shade. But... Okay. My silence is loud. Okay, I couldn't. You sound far away with the shade. The shade was good timing, but I couldn't hear you. What's all the noise? I couldn't hear you, brother. Not deep
knees come
her
down
toes.
To the knees. Come down to the microphone. We can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me? She getting ready for brunch. Stop playing with her.
I'm not getting ready for brunch. I'm getting ready for a bar call.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God!
Yeah, ready though.
Probably texting
y'all
behind
listen,
the scenes.
Y'all,
too much
y'all know happened. It's Pico de Drinko, okay? I'm trying to stay on the live and not be outside while I'm on the live, okay?
Look, we got to pick a struggle.
First of all, people are used to it, ma'am. So,
it doesn't matter. You type it in the back chat so we can see what you're saying.
You said what?
type it in the back chat so we can hear what you said, because I ain't hear shade. I want to hear.
She oh, I said, twin, I said, twin, where have you been? When you said, somebody said she was 47. That's what the other girl was 47. And then she said it was 44. I said, twin, where have you been? That was the shade that I threw.
She was,
ma'am.
Okay.
So, so you mean to tell me the girl with the dreads wrapped around her forehead is 44?
Is she really?
She's in her 40s.
Oh, she's in her 40s.
Because the man is in his 30s, because she's older than him.
Oh my geez, Louisa.
Is she?
Yes.
Oh, what? Every is about 3, 2, 1. She about to take off.
You mean the motherfucker? Oh,
told you.
Oh my God. Y'all, I didn't look, I had a whole paragraph.
She hurt. And she 40 something at the big age of 44 and still.
Oh, so yeah, we forgot that she threw a flat through the roses at him now. We can't forget that she came in there and threw the flowers at his feet. The roses, I'm sorry.
Intentionally, she left where she was, threw the flowers, and went back to where she was.
At that point, we don't care about her stunts and tricks, because at this point, he leaves, sir.
Yeah, so leave. Not her in her 40s. Like, I used to be like that in my 20s. But I'll tell you one thing. When you are like that, and you have a strong male around you.
That's what she's acting like. She's a teenager. Oh. So it is my estimation that something happened to her in her teenage years that has stunted her emotional intelligence and growth to where she's stuck right there. She need to go sit on somebody's sofa and figure out what the fuck.
And something happened in her 20s and 30s to the point where she only could find a quarantine homie to pull up to the show.
Oh, my God.
BetterHelp.com.
Oh, Lord, help me, Jesus, I can't. So I missed the whole entire paragraph. That's one of the things I forgot to talk about. And we did talk about the cup. I think we got everything. I don't know. It's been a lot.
First of all, I don't share Florida drink. Let's start here. I don't share Florida drink. However, if he says, "Oh, I just want to taste it," because drink, and you, my nigga. Here, baby, taste this. You might like it. You might end up wanting a whole drink.
You might like it. Baby.
This happened. Like,
hey, Mikey. He likes it.
You've been in the same house with this nigga for 3 days, but you don't know what his mouth been?
Suspect.
Who said that?
That's what Jody, when she yelled at him about the drink, she called him a 6-year-old. Because he said, I want to tip. She did. Well, you know she said, you're a 6-year-old.
She just doesn't like him.
She said, with your mouth been, y'all been in the same place. What you mean you don't know where his mouth
should have been on each other, but they don't like each other. So,
oh,
there
no,
it is. There oh, no. it is. Because I'm waiting for you. I would have been waiting for him at the door, my God. Baby.
We oh, know my- what he meant. You oh, don't know what God. That mouth do. We already know.
What is going on? Jesus. Oh, and welcome, everybody. Welcome to Community Reviews. This is the We Review panel, and we don't care. Thank you. Yes, thank you.
We already know what that mouth do. What?
Really quick, I want to go ahead and give out 10 memberships really fast. I almost forgot about that. So the YouTube is doing it. So just boom, it just went through. We got 5 new members. Welcome to the chat. Sean, Unfiltered, Liz, and oh, yeah, if you are in the chat, not in the chat, it will pull you down. Actually, Aubrey, it gave you a membership. Stacy, Renee, and Black Moth. Congratulations. Okay.
Sean Unfiltered. Hey, hey.
If you in the chat, not, if you are in the sky and not in the chat, baby, YouTube will pull you through. I have no control. Anybody have any final thought before we get to the benediction and the end of the prayer and pass the plate and all the things okay? Because it is
until next week.
I'm on PTO and it's time my jet dance will kick in and I got an interview. I don't want to be too lit for this interview. So final thoughts. Let's start with Petty Mike Queen, who literally has demolished, and I said demolished, the entire episode. We're gonna start, man. Let me tell you something. I try to warn y'all in the beginning of the season, We Review panel is a hot ass mess. Abby, final thoughts.
First of all, we not a hot ass mess. This fucking show is a hot ass mess. Let's start there. It ain't us. It's them. We got sense.
Not it's not us, it's them.
Hold on.
We got sense enough to know not you. We got sense enough to know not to be in a virtual relationship for 13 goddamn years.
Jesus, I'll be trying. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
It ain't us. It's the show.
Here you go.
Hell, they lucky this bullshit ain't nothing else on TV, and that's why we talk about this bullshit.
No.
Oh my god!
What in the
talk about? We a hot? No, we not a hot ass mess. We reflect what we see.
Ma'am.
The end. Go talk to somebody else so I can pray. No.
Look. How am I gonna have a prayer with all the yelling behind it? I'm trying to call like the two. It doesn't go together, ma'am.
You know what it was. The Lord knows me. He called my name from the foundation of the world. He know what it is.
Oh my god.
Shit, that's my work in progress.
So Sister Ebony, who I love dearly, is always trying to disagree with me. I swear to God, I feel like that sometimes, but I do love her dearly. Exactly, Erica. What is your final thoughts?
She got the blood guns, Miss Guns blazing.
Let me tell you something. Erica, between Erica and Abby, demolish this entire episode, okay?
She channeled her inner Chris Brown.
Let me tell you something. And then they be coming for me, the queen of reality TV. I still love them though.
Okay, Erica, what I will say, because I know Kamisha does a lot of interviews, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings, okay? We want you looking good on the TV. That's the thing. We want you to represent Black women great. We don't want you to have your wig looking. So we don't mean to hurt your feelings. That's the first thing. The second thing, I'm not trying to critique nobody's acting. It's okay. You just need a coach. You need to work.
Oh, no.
I did like his friend. The friend that was there since third grade. Because he didn't be like, that be crazy. Gets to step in. He tried to kind of be kind and show grace. So I did like that. But to all jokes and like funny kiki aside, I think that they should think about doing it more like Married at First Sight, where you have your own apartment. Because I don't see how you all these people in this room who don't know each other, just met, been sending text messages for 3 months, going to tell me about anything I'm doing with the person I'm with. Like, I don't like the idea. Like, we can do that at the reunion after you watch the show, but you don't see me for 3 days and you have commentary that I should be listening to. So that part, they need some more therapists to come up in there. I think they don't need to all be in each other's space like that. That's why Jody is like, hey, Chris, I'm in room 3B. That's why we're seeing some of the things that we're seeing, because I feel like they're in too close of a space, to be honest. But yeah, hopefully, like, I like Josh and Shay. I like their energy. Okay. So I like that. And the last thing I will say is, because I don't think we talked about this, when they asked her about him having a baby on her, or maybe I got here late, so maybe you did, but when they asked her about having a baby on her, she was like, oh yeah, I got over it. And then he was sleeping with his roommate. So, you know, maybe whatever. So I think that there's a little bit more there that they're kind of, you know, pushing under the rug or whatever.
Well, I'm gonna say something really quick. Y'all can have your opinion. Hold on, Erica. Y'all can have your opinion. Me doing the interviews, to me, I don't look at it like that. If my panel has their opinion, y'all have your opinion. If someone doesn't want to interview with me because of what a panel member said, I'm never actually worried about that, because I give my opinion, I do commentary on people, and I'll cast, and they don't necessarily like it. So to me, I just don't look at it like that. So final thoughts, Kim My Cheeks TV.
I'm still enjoying the show. It's something new, something fresh. Even though I did fall asleep a little bit this week, hopefully next week we'll belong to someone else's drama, because we're kind of over Tiana and the other guy. And if you all do get a season 2, please unlock the doors so these people can leave when it's time to leave. They don't have to sit here and torture themselves with people they absolutely don't want to be with.
Woo! The receipt queen.
Give us free.
Man, all I look, I am in 100% agreement. Like, let me leave, because the second that girl called me, if I was a dude and she called me a bitch, I'd have been like, you know what, peace out, I'm out, y'all, because see, then I'm gonna be wrong if I cuss her out. He ain't have to do her like that. She ain't have to do him like that either. There's no chemistry there. They need to go home. Chris and Sadia need to go home. Aaron and Jody need to go home. Shay and Josh can stay, and Diamond and the other Aaron can stay. Everybody else, pretty much. And Millie and Greg, I'm on the fence about them. Those three couples can stay. Everybody else can go.
So my final thoughts of the show is I do like it is different, and it's something, you know, I'm getting into. My favorites, I'm not gonna lie, are Diamond and Aaron. I love how they are, you know, being the mentors, the, I should call them the elders or whatever, but it's been crazy from the start. I do, with the Sienna thing, I've been called aggressive a lot, and I know y'all know this already, whatever it is, what it is, but, and I know she's being called aggressive online, and I would like to talk to her because I've been in that position where I'm called aggressive numerous of times, and it's always something behind it, as it has been for myself. So yes, I understand that her yelling at him, and because I really have an issue when people talk about me if I think they are and I don't know about it. I take issue with that. I always have, with family, friends, whoever. If I think you're talking about me, I literally will. It's triggered me. I'm like immediately on hot 10. So when I saw that, I mean, I don't know if I would yell like that, all the kind of stuff, whatever, but I'm saying, but I don't know. I kind of really want to talk to her about that whole scene, because was there more behind it? I'm not saying editing. I'm just saying what was going on there, but I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to come up for the rest of the season. So, make sure you guys follow and like and subscribe all the ladies I got up here. Most of them have shared the channel. I'm not sure Kim Achis did or not, but most people have shared their channels and been up here. So, y'all make sure y'all follow them on all their YouTube and check out their own content and all the things they actually cover. Ebony, what do you got coming up on your channel? I know you have an interview coming up, but you do it already.
We did the interview Wednesday. But it's up for anybody to see.
Tell them what it is, Mama. I'm sorry, I didn't say the name.
We interview Astro from Chasing Dallas, and the next thing later on today, me and Loretta and possibly El Teddy will be talking about the latest episode of Chasing Dallas, as well as me and my straight friend. We'll be doing our episode on Monday. So,
okay. Kimachi TV, what you got going on?
Of course, something just got my contact. Of course, I'm doing Survivor, the challenge. I'm going to finish up the circle and the GOAT. Alyssa Edwards, Davon, a couple of good people that I really like is going to be on that show. That'll start next week. And I think me and Abby are going to start the ultimatum in South Africa next week, too. I think that comes on next week. So,
y'all need a little more than that. I mean, that's really good. That's all I want her to do. But anyway, off topic. I am the Circus Premier Minor. I'm working on some things. Hopefully, at the end of this, I'll be talking to some cast from the circle. This is Hope. At the end of the finale, so I'll keep y'all contact about that. And of course, I'm doing an interview with Traders. The winner finally will be next week, Trishelle. I'm really excited about that. And I still have to post my video of the challenge. I haven't done that yet. Also, just remind everybody, because my hit me about that. Who is this right here? Eric, what you got going on, Mama? I can't see your pictures. I didn't know who that was.
I am doing Love During Lockup, because it's, I think we're on episode 3 now. Seeking Sister Wife and 90 Day Fiance Happily Ever After. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to do Real Housewives of New Jersey when that comes back. And Maude and I do a panel on Tuesday for Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Gotcha. Yes. So, Receipt Queen, what you got coming up, Mama?
She just left.
Oh, wow. I was just about to ask her. Okay. Oh, she said she had to go. She's at work. All right. So that's all I got. Everybody, please make sure y'all follow, like, subscribe. Follow Receipt Queen as well. She does things with confessions, I know. For the first time, I'm going to cover Love and Marriage Huntsville. Not the first time. The second time I've tried this. With We Review panel on Sunday. I'm not sure who's going to be in the panel. Most likely it's the people that I know that done Love Marriage DC. And whoever wants to join, DM me on Instagram. We'll be doing Love Marriage Huntsville every Sunday at the same time as we did Love Marriage DC. So with that being, oh yeah, Receipt Queen says she is doing BMF. She's done BMF for years. So since the beginning of season one, make sure y'all go follow Receipt Queen. She's typing in the YouTube chat. Go and follow her channel, please. Fit everybody's channel. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. I will see you guys next time. I love y'all. It is the queen of reality TV. One thing I want you guys to know, and that nothing that will never change about this, I am the queen of reality TV. Don't get it twisted and don't doubt it. It is what it is, period.